From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A Moscow-based billionaire and his pop star son may have been the hidden link between Donald Trump's campaign and Russia's government. An email exchange involving Trump's eldest son points to Aras and Emin Agalarov. The two are involved in real estate, the entertainment industry, and the highest levels of politics. The emails posted on Twitter Tuesday by Donald Trump Jr. show him willing to take what's described as Russian government dirt on Hillary Clinton that would help his father's candidacy during the 2016 presidential election. Iraqi and coalition forces Monday declared victory over Islamic State in Mosul, but Iraqi soldiers say fighting continues. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Mosul.
Soldiers dance in the streets in Mosul celebrating the defeat of Islamic State militants as ambulances head to the front lines to collect injured soldiers.
Iraqi forces say even though the government has already declared victory, the fighting continues in a small area here in Mosul's old city.
A few suspected militants are held captive, but most of the surviving fighters are expected to fight to the death. Many are foreign fighters, the most fanatic among the extremists. The vast majority of Mosul City is controlled by Iraqi forces after nearly 9 months of war that has displaced 900,000 people.
Reporting from the old city in Mosul, Iraq, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said it had confirmed information that Islamic State leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi has been killed, but there has been no independent confirmation. Baghdadi's death has been announced many times before, but the observatory does have a track record of credible reporting on Syria's civil war. For instantaneous updates throughout the day, be sure to follow VOA on social media. This is VOA News.